Welcome to today's Higher Every Day of Friday, the 26th of April 2024. Today's topic is Intercessory Prayers. Our text today is taken from Acts chapter 12 verses 5 through 17. Peter therefore was kept in prison, but prayer was made without ceasing of the church unto God for him. Verse 6. And when Herod would have brought him forth, the same night Peter was sleeping between two soldiers, bound with two chains, and the keepers before the door kept the prison. And, behold, the angel of the Lord came upon him, and a light shined in the prison. And he smote Peter on the side, and raised him up, saying, Arise up quickly. And his chains fell off from his hands. And the angel said unto him, Gird thyself, and bind on thy sandals. And so he did. And he saith unto him, Cast thy garment about thee, and follow me. And he went out, and followed him, and wist not that it was true which was done by the angel, but thought he saw a vision. Verse 10. When they were past the first and the second ward, they came unto the iron gate that leadeth unto the city, which opened to them of his own accord. And they went out, and passed on through one street, and forthwith the angel departed from him. And when Peter was come to himself, he said, Now I know of a surety, that the Lord hath sent his angel, and hath delivered me out of the hand of Herod, and from all the expectation of the people of the Jews. And when he had considered the thing, he came to the house of Mary the mother of John, whose surname was Mark, where many were gathered together praying. Verse 13. And as Peter knocked at the door of the gate, a damsel came to hearken, named Rhoda. And when she knew Peter's voice, she opened not the gate for gladness, but ran in, and told how Peter stood before the gate. And they said unto her, Thou art mad. But she constantly affirmed that it was even so. Then said they, It is his angel. But Peter continued knocking. And when they had opened the door, and saw him, they were astonished. Verse 17. But he, beckoning unto them with the hand to hold their peace, declared unto them how the Lord had brought him out of the prison. And he said, Go show these things unto James, and to the brethren. And he departed, and went into another place. Our memory verse today is taken from Acts chapter 12 verse 5. Peter therefore was kept in prison, but prayer was made without ceasing of the church unto God for him. Someone once said, Prayer is a dialogue between two people who love each other, God and man. This implies that prayer is an act of communicating with God. Every Christian youth has a direct line of communication with God, available every time. But, most Christian youths never lift the phone off the hook, and often forget the line exists until an emergency arises. It is often said that, it is better to pray in advance than to pray in adversity. In our text, the disciples engaged God in prayer of intercession in faith, and Peter was delivered miraculously. He was delivered on the eve of the day he would have been killed. God sent his angel to set him free. God wants believers to intercede for others. In Ezekiel chapter 22 verse 30, God wanted a man to stand in the gap for the land, but there was none. Also, James told believers to pray for one another. James chapter 5 verse 16. As young people, you must cultivate the habit of praying for others. Quote for the day. Pray for one another. The challenge for today is, by prayer strengthen the weak and feeble. Prayer. O God, grant me the spirit of supplications, in Jesus' name. Amen. For more spiritual nourishment from Higher Every Day, visit us at www.higheveryday.app or follow the link on the website to download the mobile app. God bless you.